From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. The Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one. For you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I grew up in a church in Waco, Texas, called St. Paul's Church. We moved to Waco when I was 4 years old, from Houston. And that church has always been sort of the centerpiece of my life, no matter where I go. I'm 51 now. I'm rector of this great church, St. Mark's. And yet, every time I end up at St. Paul's in Waco, I'm reminded of its importance to me. I was there Thursday for the funeral of a man who had been influential in my family, but not just in my family, in many people's lives. He was a very wonderful, what they call churchman, a person who was not ordained, who was very successful in business, but had dedicated himself and his extra time to the good of St. Paul's. And as I was invited to be the priest to do the Eucharist, and I had not done that before, I had not stood at the altar where I grew up and done the thing that I do here every week. And it was fascinating to me to stand there in front of all of these people who had really, literally watched me grow up, seen me since I was 4 years old to, then there's lots of stories, I like to call them Patrick Miller stories about my time as a young person from 4 to 18 and the things that I did that are infamous I was a bad kid, bottom line. One time, I was in the children's choir, and Ted Thompson was kneeling in front of me. I guess I was in the fifth grade. Ted's kneeling in front of me, and I see Ted's ankle from where I'm kneeling. And I don't realize that everyone can see me, see us. So I take Ted's ankle during church and just pull on it to make him hit his face against the pulpit little prayer desk that we were sitting at. So I kept doing that, and this little scene occurred. And then, I don't know, those of you who are mothers know that there is a speed at which you can get somewhere that's pretty fascinating. And the speed that my mother got to a position like right there to get me was fascinating and scary. What kind of powers does this woman possess? And we call church Mother Church for a reason. I mean, it's a place that sort of births us. And as I stood there in Waco at St. Paul's, I had this wash of this history of me just kind of move very fast from 4 to 51. And that got me thinking about people, myself, us, and how we move. And how we're always, it seems anyway, if I think about it, contingent. We're contingent on each other, on a church community, on a family, on friends. But really, we were contingent from the very beginning when we were little water creatures inside of our mother. And then we sort of left that environment and became land creatures walking. And slowly through our lives, and it happens about every 7 years, really, this sort of cycle where we take our first steps and we learn to walk and we're 7 years old and we can do things on our own. And then about 7 years after that, when we're 14, we're like, oh no, I got this. I know exactly what to do, even though I don't. And then when we're 21, and then when we're 28, and so on and so forth. And it's just this wonderful cycle where we think that we have it, that it's about us, and we can do this. We got this. We got this life. And then something like a hurricane, or something like a disease, or something like a disruption in our very intimate relationships causes us to remember we're contingent. We're not that self-sufficient. So these Pharisees and Herodians approach Jesus with that question we've heard, those of us who have been trafficking in Christianity a long time, who do we pay the tax to? Do we pay it to Caesar? I just love that. I have that image in my head of what that scene is like. You ask him. No, you ask him. We got a good one. We don't. Give to the emperors what is the emperor's, and give to God what is God's. So that pushes us into a great conversation about, well, what is the emperor's? Well, the emperor, you know, the money, the land, the crops, the external world in that time. We can add emperors now and there, here and there throughout history, the way that we're governed, we think. And give to God what is God's. Well, what is God's? You. You're God's. You belong. You are contingent on. You did not make yourself. You came into this world created. Power that is so mysterious, it still fascinates us when a new person is born. But I push on that a little bit more, and the emperor represents all things external, and God represents all things internal. And we are in this constant discernment throughout our lives, from the moment that we walk out of that womb and become land-based creatures, in this discerning what is God's and what is the emperor's. What are those things outside and what are those things inside, and who owns them, who's in control of them, and what do I do with them? So the outside world is the outside world, and it's full of everything. It's full of how to look. It's full of measuring up. It's full of judgment about you. Render unto the world that which is the world. You just keep your judgment. You just keep your assessment of me. You just keep all of that to yourself. I'll render that to you, emperor, external world. And I'm going to give to God what is God's, which is this precious thing that I have, which is my soul. So what does it look like then to give God your soul? An invisible God whose face we heard you can't see, an invisible soul that you only sense. What does that look like? What does that look like, in my opinion? Is prayer either silently or aloud, written down in a journal where you acknowledge something bigger than you? What that looks like to me is going into a hurting room of a friend and simply sitting there. What that looks like to me is a moment where you stop in the midst of everything and ask, what can I do for the glory of God and God's people with this that I've been given? What can I do? So there's your rub. There's your discernment. There's your question. Figure out that which is the emperor's. Render it out. Figure out that which is God's and give that to God. Amen.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.